Well, now you know where we are come from, and it has been a great privilege. I arrived in this country in 2006, July 2006, so, and I came from a very tiny town or city in Brazil, São Paulo, where there are just 15 to 18 million people living there. So I came from this tiny place for a big place as Tewksbury, where there are about probably 22,000-23,000 people living in Tewksbury itself and around and surrounds. Of course, my accent and my English show that I'm foreigner. I cannot say I'm British because my voice and my ways to speak is it just show how I am. So anyway, and now a few months ago, I asked Wayne that we could exchange our pulpits. The Methodist Church used to exchange only with one that church is in the town. And after some experience, we decided to go wider, you know, not just to have one church, but to know more and to share more and also to bring different inputs, insights into our community as well, because we want to be Christians. We don't want to be only Methodists. So Methodism is just one tiny part of what it means to be Christian. In fact, we are Christians all over the world, and expressing our faith in Jesus God, who is so wonderful. He's so amazing because He welcomes us as His children. And we in Christ are brothers and sisters, and we live together in the world for a purpose. And the purpose is very clear: to spread the gospel into the world and make sure everybody knows who Jesus is. Make sure this message go everywhere. It's one of the reasons, you know, I was challenged when I was invited to come to serve in UK. And at that time, many people, many friends came to me and asked me, why are you going to England? There are so many other places around the world desperate for a guy like you, and you go to England. And I said, I don't know. But I have a feeling that God has called me to go to that length. I have more people saying to me, you are going to waste your time. Or a few people said to me, you are going to have a really nice holiday. 5 years holiday in UK. And I said, that's great, you know, I deserve a very good sabbatical, you know, to go and enjoy and learn from brothers and sisters who worship there. But when I arrived in this country, I realized that the mission challenge was much wider and bigger than I imagined, because I haven't seen so many places where it's so difficult to share the gospel, to talk about Jesus. Even though when we are in the Christian environment or fellowship, people tend to talk about all, but not about our Christian experience. And some people feel ashamed. And another thing I have learned in this country that we don't have this in Brazil much, the word embarrassment. And people feel embarrassed so easily, but we don't have this, and it is one of the reasons we probably because our mixed nature of being Brazilian, because Brazilian was colonized by Portuguese people, and they were quite few native people that indigenous enjoyed that blessing land. And afterwards we had the Spanish, because the Spanish colonized the east part of South America, not west part, South America. And afterwards we have the slavery time in Brazil, where a lot of slaves from, I'm talking about millions of slaves from Africa in Brazil, and also other Europeans. We had a time of the Dutch people were in the northeast in Brazil, and so we became as we are. Everybody and nobody. You know, if you ask us your roots, I can say, you know, so many. And that's great. And make us as we are, you know. And I'm very glad about what we are. And now Brazil is flourishing, if you see in the news. And a lot of British were very upset in December because we took the sixth wealth position from UK. We are richer now. That means, doesn't mean we are a rich country. Doesn't mean we have. But of course, it's shame for us. Yeah, as you saw on the map, we are a huge country. And so many places to grow everything. We grow everything. If you wish, everything goes to Brazil. Because our land is a blessing one. We grow everything there, and we have a lot natural resource that we can export and we can share with others. And this blessing is now coming up and bring more wealth to our people there. But that doesn't mean we are rich, because we have at least 35 million people below poverty. We have a big way to sort out this, and we expect that in 20 years we can do. But the big blessing, and I'm not here to talk about social issues, but more about religion. The big blessing there is the church is growing. The church is growing. The church is growing everywhere. Not just the Pentecostal church, but the traditional church, the liberal church, but we can, all kinds of church, is growing, and growing to an experience that I can be an example of, is and growing as in numbers and sending people to abroad. And we have Brazilian everywhere, and we have a Brazilian community in Tuxbury. Believe or not, we have now about 15 Brazilians in Tuxbury, and we worship together in the Methodist Church. And if you wish to, if you want to learn a little bit Portuguese or practice your Portuguese, so we have few guys in Tuxbury. Could you imagine Tuxbury? 15 Brazilians, oh my goodness. And we are everywhere. I think we are competing with the Chinese. But the difference between a Brazilian and a Chinese, the Chinese do a really nice Chinese food, and the Brazilian at least give a good smile. And barbecue. But God has called us to be a blessing everywhere. And I think it's not just a calling for the Brazilians, but it's a calling for everybody. Why? Why we are called to share the goodness, to be united as Christians, not as denominations, but as Christians, as brothers and sisters. Why do we have Jesus' commitment? It's the question. It's the big question for us today, because God has a huge purpose. His purpose is related to people's experiences. And we are going to read the Bible passage. As you have heard so far, my English is not very good. We are going to read the Bible together. We are going to read the verses 17 to 19. So, could you read over there? Let's read together. Though the fig tree
does not budge, and there are no grapes on the vines, and your only crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength, he makes my feet like the feet of a deer, he enables me to go among the heights.
Great. The first two verses are our challenge. That situation where Habakkuk prophesies, you know, the people of Israel were in struggle. They didn't have much hope. They had so many problems because their own failures. They couldn't follow God's guidance. They couldn't follow the God's instructions. And they were far away what God would like to see in them. And also, there was, and sometimes we follow God's advices, instructions, or words, or whatever, but there are things outside of our place. And they were living a really tough time because the Babylonians and the Assyrians were expecting to be empire. And you see the Israel map, it's in the middle between one side to another. If you'd like to conquer the world, you have to conquer that land. So there is some social issues as well that make that situation so hard. And people were suffering. It's like us. There is just discussing about, you know, the UK should be in the European zone or not. It's good or not. We can have our understand about this or not, but we are affected by this new kind of world. And we are not anymore Brazilian or British. We are a global individuals relate to a bigger picture that when we go to internet sometimes, or let's not internet, it's quite, when we somewhere you need to talk with BT or Argos or any other company and you have a silly accent like mine, Indian, Pakistan, Afghanistan or whatever, and sometimes you think you are talking with someone next door they are miles far away from you because their headquarter is somewhere so far. And we are affected by Jesus' word. And the people of Israel was affected by the situation of the big nations to become empire. And you know much about this because the British was huge empire. And they were suffering. And they see their elements not producing. And how to have faith. How to cope with suffering. How to cope when we miss. How to cope when we are not able to achieve what we expect. Do we believe much? As Christians, of course, we believe and we receive from God His blessings. Even though we are suffering, we know the Holy Spirit is in us. And when we don't have words to express our pain, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. What a blessing is. But as church, under verse 19 is the challenge for us. The sovereign Lord is my strength. It's the strength of the church, of His people. And He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. And He enables me to go on the heights. And my interpretation for this week, God wants to make us like that. To look the situation around us. Probably we can say, fantastic, we are Christians and we are in a blessing place. What a blessing this place here in Tewkesbury. Fantastic, beautiful. But there are so many people struggle. Church together through Hope Mission, Hope it is a group in the CTIT, they decide to offer a Christmas meal on the Christmas day. And we had 70 people come to that. That means those who didn't have the same chance we had to sit around the table and eat, enjoy, and have a good fellowship. And it was a great, it's a great example, and we are going to have a report next week on our night service in Holy Trinity about one of the members who helped us. And there was a family there of 10 people. I think 7 children, 8 children. And they came together. They came together. The Lord is my strength. He makes me feet like the feet of deer. He enables me to go on the heights. It's like me, like Andre, and many others who are able to do God's will. God's will is to proclaim His message, His gospel, in a context where we find the two verses. First verse, no hope, no food, not anything. And you can say, do we have things in Tewkesbury? If you go around in your neighborhood, definitely you will find people who struggle. And you have a challenge, because in our culture, it's easy to identify. Why? Because we are outgoing. We talk and we say. We shout. The trouble in this country, you create a problem, a chain for yourselves. You are reserved. That's great. We need to be reserved, and we need to learn a little bit about this. Because sometimes we talk more than we have. We should. But sometimes it's difficult to disclose problems because people feel ashamed to say, I'm suffering. And I have met so many people who say, no, I don't want your visit in the hospital, or I don't know anyone to know what I am taking. And I remember when we had 2007, the floods in Tewkesbury, and Gordon, one of our stewards, he coordinate the whole team. We went to talk with people and see if someone needs something, you know, to pack food or water or whatever, and we did quite a lot this. But and afterwards, some people said to me, when you came along, we thought you would like to take advantage because we didn't know you. And took about 2 days, 3 days, they realized I was the Methodist minister, because I'm not wearing my collar all the time as well. You know, I want to be Ozias, not Ozias scholar or Ozias Methodist minister. And it was very difficult. My challenge for you today is we can enable ourselves as Christians to thinking about the verse 19. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He is your inspiration. He is your power. He is your guidance. Even though you feel, in other words, really interesting, not very confident, thinking about God is in you. He is. It's not about you. It's not about, you know, me, who came from South America to here. It's about what God wants to do through me. He is our strength. And He will make your feet like the feet of a deer. That is great. My wife works in Camerton. And 3 nights. When one of the nights I took her there, about 100 yards ahead, a deer just jumped and was quickly, you know, when you go through 838 turn to Kingston, and there is a road to get Camerton. And I was there. I was unbelievable. That deer just jumped in my front. I said, my goodness. It was quickly. I don't know, in Tweeny we have some deers, but over there. It's beautiful. Look at that. You as a deer who jump and go. And enables you. God enables us. It's not my church. It's not my color. It's not my skills. God enables to go on the heights. That means to go to the heights is to enable us to do what we have most, the love of God, and share to those who need right now His love. It is one of the reasons we are called to be united as Christians. Methodists, Anglicans, Baptists, Free Churches, and Catholics, and everybody who profess and recognize that Jesus Christ is the Lord, should go on the heights. And the heights, that means not to have a luxurious life, but to have a ministry that brings blessing to those who are struggling right now. We are going to sing this song, Blessed Be Your Name. And just sing this and asking that we can glorify God's name. And also, we can thinking that glorifying God's name, we can also be part of Jesus expressing through our lives what God is doing and what God can do through your life. Because His name is glorified through you, and He wants to make you like that, like a deer who jump, who goes to the heights to make sure His name is known in the world. Let's sing together.